Today's class is an antidote to busyness and overwork. It's a yin yoga class. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. If you're new here, welcome. Today's class is going to be a yin yoga class. You're going to need a blanket. You can have it rolled out underneath you for extra comfort, especially if you're on a hardwood floor at home. That's a blue heron. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
And we're going to actually use it rolled up in our second yin pose today. And you're going to need two blocks as well. And there's we're here at the Chinese Cemetery filming today. And it's a bit sunny, a bit windy, it's a bit everything. There seems to be a lot of air traffic for some reason today as well. So apologies for that. Also, if you're, I said if you're new, welcome. And if you're returning, we appreciate you coming back. Okay, we're going to start in constructive rest today. So you're going to lie down with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Actually, you're going to have your feet on the blocks for a little elevation. Somebody asked me what timer I use, and I use Insight Timer. I really like it. It's very reliable. Okay, so feel the support of the earth underneath you. Let yourself sink into the support of the earth with each breath out. And know that this is a time that you can slow down right now. Slow down your breath. Let go of doing, let go of busyness. In Chinese, the character for busyness translates as heart killing. In the attention economy, where everybody is vying for our attention, it's hard not to be affected by the external noise of the world. There's a lot of noise that comes from the outside in. And in this way, we become estranged from ourselves. when we take time to nourish ourselves with practices like yin yoga, we begin to be guided from the inside out rather than the outside in. And we can treat each moment as an opportunity to open towards wholeness and show up fully for ourselves. So as you're resting here in constructive rest pose here at the beginning of the class, just notice how your energy is being restored when you let go of busyness completely. It But you may also notice that there's busyness that is quite addictive, like the busyness of our mind, the busyness of our emotions. Our energy is kind of frenetic, and that's completely okay. Just noticing that. It's normal. It's just feedback. Okay, we're going to take our feet off the blocks and move into our first yin posture. We'll roll to your side and you'll come up. And for the next pose, you're going to need your rolled up blanket. You're going to place it for comfort. So this is about choosing the appropriate edge and listening to your own body. You're going to place it somewhere underneath your back, underneath your ribs, or a little bit lower, somewhere where it's comfortable. And then you're going to take your arms like robot arms overhead to access the heart meridian. So again, you're going to choose the appropriate edge for your body here. And I don't have complete external rotation on my left side because of impingement in my shoulder or some residue of frozen shoulder. So I'm going to take my left arm out to the side. So that's part of choosing an appropriate edge for myself. So we're going to talk about the four principles of yin as they relate to busyness here. So the first one is choosing that appropriate edge, and it may be let me set the timer so we don't stay here forever and ever. So first one, as we've said, is to choose that appropriate edge. And this is not only about finding a comfortable position for your body, but it's also about choosing a comfortable edge for all the layers of your koshas. We've been talking about this a lot in our community with the support that I give for our members. And we've been talking about how you can choose an appropriate edge for your mind, an appropriate edge for your emotions. So if things feel too intense emotionally, you can back off from a pose. If things feel too intense mentally, like if the silence feels too intense, you can choose a more appropriate edge. So it's choosing that edge that is appropriate for you between comfort and intensity. And one thing that I want to say about that is too much from challenge we can create transformation, and from comfort comes ease. Too much challenge and we become broken and depleted and we feel like we're not good enough. But too much comfort and we become passive and complacent and fragile. So it's important to choose that middle way between comfort and challenge. And then the second one is to be still. Now there's movement in stillness, but if we reflect on busyness, then busyness is always moving. So I think the opposite of busyness is stillness. And there's, again, that middle way where we are going to feel the movement in stillness with our breath, where the pose sinks and deepens over time. But we're not going to fidget or change the pose. We're not going to intensify it. And we're not looking to escape deep sensations. It's how we access the deeper connective tissues through slow steadiness rather than rhythmic repetition. And then we also soften in our yin poses. And I don't know about you, but when I am being busy or I'm overworking myself, I feel a lot of tension in my body. And so here we intentionally bring softness to our body, and that's something that we can choose to do off our mats as well, to soften when we notice the busyness and the overwork coming in. And then in yin two, we stay for a while. So with busyness, I think we tend to be addicted to busyness. It tends to be a badge of honor that we wear. When people ask us how we are doing, just notice how often people will answer, "I'm so busy." Even though it's killing our hearts, we want to prove our worth by being busy. So in yin, we learn to surrender to the discomfort of not being busy, of letting go of the control of ego, and being uncomfortable with stillness, with not doing, not achieving. And time here is way more important than intensity. And patient, to be patient in an impatient world is a very skillful action. Patience brings immediate results. So those are the principles of yin as they relate to busyness as I see them. Okay, and then you can bend your knees and slowly roll to your right side. Or it doesn't really matter which side. And we're just going to lie on our backs and allow the rebound to happen. Just let the pose settle, receive the pose. Not need to rush on in our busyness and overwork to the next pose. Okay, and then we're going to roll to our side and come into broken wing pose. So I think I'm actually going to roll out this blanket now because it gives some nice extra padding on the ground. Okay, so you're going to come on all fours, walk your knees to the left side, lower your hips down, and take your right arm out to the side. So I think a lot of times in the attention economy, it feels like we are busy, when in reality we are, and we are, it's a kind of busyness where we're sorting through the stimulus of the external world. And this kind of sorting often takes place hunched over computers and smartphones, and it offers very little physical and emotional nourishment. And dealing with mental overwhelm takes a lot of energetic resources that dip into our energetic reserves. And then what ends up happening is that our bodies and our minds and our spirits need bailouts. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose from the side, and we'll come and lie on our backs. Then you can roll to your side, and we'll come and do this pose on the other side. Okay, so walk your knees to the right this time. Lower your left hip to the ground. Take your left arm out to the side and lower your chest to the ground. And you can play with the position of your arm to feel the sensation along the inside of your arm. We're working with the heart meridian today, which runs from the pinky along the inside of the arm, the innermost edge of the arm, and to the inside of the heart. So yoga practices like yin yoga offer us a deeper connection with ourselves, our bodies, and our feminine nature, whether you're male or female. They allow us to feel our bodies from the inside and trust our own experience rather than rely on what others are telling us, experts, including myself. Remember, you're your own best teacher. So we feel from the inside and trust our own experience rather than put the authority of others above our own experience. So yoga practices like yin yoga open a doorway to our own insight, nourishment, and inspiration. Okay, we'll slowly release the pose from the side. Then we're going to do banana asana on each side. So let me just start the timer for that and give you some options. Okay, so here we go. So you're going to take your feet over to the left side of the mat, and your arms are going to go overhead. You can have a bolster underneath your arms if your shoulders are tight, and that helps to ease the pressure. Or you can take your elbows on the ground, bend your body over to the side. Remember, you're going to be here for 5 minutes, so choose an appropriate edge, or you can hold on to your wrists. So choose a physical edge that works for you. Remember, edge is not just physical, but mental and emotional. You want to choose the right energetic edge too. So if today you don't have a lot of energy, you might want to back off of it as well. Choose a less intense version of the pose. Just do what works best for you. Soften. Okay, so come on back to the center and just let the chi flow through your body. Okay, Okay, let's take Banana Asana on the other side. So take your feet over to the right side of your mat now. And then you'll side bend with your torso over to the right side and choose the space for your arms. Remember, this side could be different, so you might want to hold on to your elbows or prop your elbows with a block or a bolster or hold on to your wrist. And know that thoughts will go through your mind. Let them pass through. Stay with the sensations in your body. Stay with your breath. But let it be fluid. Just notice when you're really attaching or glomming on to the thoughts and come back to the sensations in your body, the movement of your breath. So keep softening and letting go, just less than a minute here. And we'll come back to the center. Feel the rebound in your body. Okay, for Shavasana today, we're going to do the same as we did when we started, which was constructive rest with your blocks. So you can take your blocks and place them underneath your feet. Just let yourself settle in to receive your practice. You can have your hands either on your belly or palms facing up to your side. Okay, you can stay resting back here to receive your practice in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. Okay, this is a poem that I wrote called Beneath the Busyness. The jade plant on the coffee table is drooping at the weight of its own self-imposed burden. The pain of refusing to slow enough to care for the way it spills over the cobalt planter becomes heavier than its leaves, and the peace plant has toppled over from its upward-seeking progress. I spread an oversized blue tarp across the hardwood floor and lower the plants from their pedestal, plunge my fingers deep into the soil. My fingers fill with dirt. I loosen the tangled roots which have clung to the constraints of their containers. Try to free their roots to encourage an underworld journey to a deeper sense of self that cannot be birthed by expanding outwards. An inner initiation and rite of passage that transforms more deeply than the addiction of achievement to the mystery and secrets beneath the busyness of their daily routines. The jade plant on the coffee table is drooping at the weight of its own self-imposed burden, the pain of refusing to slow enough to care for the way it spills over the cobalt planter becomes heavier than its leaves, and the peace plant has toppled over from its upward-seeking progress. I spread an oversized blue tarp across the hardwood floor and lower the plants from their pedestal, plunge my fingers deep into the soil, my fingernails fill with dirt. I loosen the tangled roots which have clung to the constraints of their containers. Try to free their roots to encourage an underworld journey to a deeper sense of self that cannot be birthed by expanding outwards. An inner initiation and rite of passage that transforms more deeply than the addiction of achievement to the mystery and secrets beneath the busyness of their daily routines. Want to acknowledge you for taking time out of the busyness of your daily life, especially when so much in our lives encourage us to keep going. It's not only going to nourish you, but also those in your lives as well. So gradually you start to wiggle your fingers and toes and stretch out and make your way up to a seated position. We'll close out our practice by gathering the fruits of our labor first into ourselves and then offering them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for finishing the class and put "I am deeply nourished" in the comments. And I would love it if you shared this video with two other of your friends who could benefit from taking a break from the busyness of their lives. And I want to thank Gabriella and Viola and Ruth and Paige for your donations. And these videos are freely given, but they do cost us money to produce. And right now we have about $1,000 worth of things, equipment, production material in our Amazon shopping cart right now that we need for production. And if you're watching, if everybody were to donate a dollar that is watching this video right now, we would have the $1,000 that we need to be able to cover our immediate needs for production. So what's on that list is a $240 8 terabyte hard drive to back up our videos. Our videos take up so much storage space, and we're constantly having to buy new hard drives to back up our videos. A $350 gimbal to get smooth shots for our B-roll for Yoga with Melissa. An $80 light box for when we go back inside to film in the winter, and a $177 light to put inside it. And also a $30 replacement battery for our video cameras. There's a second battery too as well that we need, that I think Tim's adding to it. So about $1,000 worth of equipment. Those of you who know that you run cell phones and stuff, batteries just kind of lose their effectiveness after a while. So right now what we're finding is our video camera batteries, we need to replace it because they don't really last even through our whole filming of a Yoga with Melissa episode. So it's time for new batteries. Anyway, that's what we need. If any of those things resonate with you and you feel like donating the full amount of any of those things, that would be amazing. We'd super appreciate it. I thought I'd let you know, for those of you who like to donate, a lot of you have told me that you have, that you just love the Yoga with Melissa's and you don't have the intention or time or interest in becoming a member, and you like to just donate. So people like to know what they're donating towards as well. So that's what donations are up for right now. Also, I have a gift for you if you'd like my highly sensitive people email series. Then go to melissawest.com/HSP and we'll send you that. And I want to thank all of you who attended our webinar last week as well for digestion. That was so well attended. Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. Yeah, that's it. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.